Brian Smith with the Citizens Campaign for the Environment says since it was founded in 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency has played an indispensable role in making air safe to breathe, water safe to drink, and communities safe to live in.
But unfortunately, a false narrative that labels the EPA as merely a job-killing bureaucracy has been perpetuated by our own president and many members of Congress.
Smith was among several Save the EPA advocates in the Tewksbury Lodge at Buffalo River Fest Park Tuesday. Richard Lipsitz with the Western New York Labor Federation says the city's revitalized waterfront is not only beautiful, it's creating jobs.
And that's what we care about. We want a clean environment where good jobs exist, where people can have recreation and fun in a beautiful spot. And that's been created here, and it's been created at least partially based on regulation of pollution.
Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper's Jill Jedlicka says she's concerned about having to justify the value of clean water. But Jedlicka says the Trump administration could undermine the $100 million investment made in cleaning up the Buffalo River.
If this administration is successful in the decimation of the EPA as well as rolling back the Clean Water Rule, it could remove protections for up to 60% of our remaining waterways in the Buffalo Niagara River watershed.
Jackie James Creedon with Citizen Science Community Resources says the EPA also helped clean up the community by providing funding for air monitoring.
That data proved that without a doubt that the benzene, and benzene is a known carcinogen, in Tonawanda was coming from Tonawanda Coke.
Congressman Brian Higgins says as a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, he'll be pushing his colleagues to fully restore EPA funding when Congress reconvenes after Labor Day. Higgins says no one from either party wants to go back to 1970. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.